A few other things about radiculopathy. Of course, typically it's one extremity, or almost always it's one extremity. However, if it's bilateral, that certainly can happen. There is always radicular pain, radiates from the neck or from the lower back, shoots down, commonly described as an electric like pain or sharpshooting pain. It's very important to remember that the specific reflexes of that root, if that root has corresponding reflexes, those would be decreased or absent because this is a lower motor neuron condition. The root, again itself, will contain both motor and sensory fibers, but as long as it's damaged, obviously the motor fibers will be damaged, and that will affect the reflexes, and that would cause atrophy and so on. The nerve connection study in radiculopathy is normal, while EMG, as we mennedwill show denervation in any muscle that is sampled that is innervated by that specific root. While when you sample the other muscles that are innervated by different roots, those muscles will be the EMG with those muscles will be completely normal. Down in this couple illustrating pictures here on the left side, you will see what do we mean by central canal stenosis, where the spinal cord itself is compressed either from the back, the sides, or from the front. The next one to your right, it will show you again in down there, the three red points are how the nerve or spinal cord can be injured. So you may have thickened ligament that is pushing on the spinal cord itself, and that would be would account as cord compression and central canal stenosis. However, the roots themselves, those green structures, can be compressed either because of a herniated disc compressing on the root, or because of bone spurs that are compressing on the root. On the right side, I just want you to refresh your memory of different terms or conditions that you might read sometimes on X-ray reports or MRI or CT reports or as diagnoses. So we have degeneration or degenerated disc. We have bulging disc, but not necessarily herniated. We have a herniated disc, where there is rupture of the fibrous tissue in the periphery of the disc. Sometimes we have thinning in the disc itself without any bulging or herniation, and sometimes we have degeneration of the disc with osteophyte formation on top of that.